Yes, hi again. So this is part two of my update. So yeah, I'm going to go and have a look. I'm going to go down to town probably tomorrow. So I'm going to have a look at the new iPhones and see whatever. But whether I'll buy one again, I'm not so sure, because I think Apple bring. I kept saying, oh, I'd never go into contract because they're so expensive. But had in saying that, I'm not sure now whether it might be best to, when I do get my next iPhone, to have a contract, because you know, they just keep changing so often now. Technology keeps changing, and it just means if you've got your own, you've got to try and sell them, and then whatever. But I don't know if anyone knows, there are a couple of, you can sell your phone back to Apple, but it's ridiculously, if your phone's in really good condition, I don't think the prices are very good, really, because obviously they buy them off you and probably recondition them and sell them for double the price. So I think on some of those sites where they offer to buy your iPhone, if it's in massively good condition, I think it's worth you trying to sell it yourself personally, but unless you're desperate to just get rid of it, and then you'll get obviously some money. But anyway, yeah, because I think they say they offer up to 230, but when I put my iPhone in, because you can do a comparison or whatever, and there's nothing wrong with my, not this one I want to sell, it's a 4S that I wanted to sell, it only came up as 130 for it. Now, given that they've said it's up to 230 and there's nothing wrong with my phone, I'm not sure what they're going to expect for 230, probably out of the box, brand new, but then you'd be able to sell it for a lot more than that. I mean, I'd probably be able to sell my mobile, my 4S on the open market for around 300 or so, is what I'm seeing them at. It depends what gig as well. I think my 4S was a 64. I shall have to double check that. Anyway, so that's iPhones. So I'm just taking the opportunity really to sort of relax for a couple of days and try and do some bits in my own home and sort bits out, etc., etc. Personally, that's what I'm trying to do. And hopefully things will settle down. We've got dogs. Oh, Marley's going in for his operation this week on Friday, because he needs to be castrated, unfortunately. Don't you, Marley? You need to be done. Yes, you little terror. So Marley's going to get himself done. Now you can hear them. Marley and Bollinger having a row again. No, I think they're chasing one of the cats, actually. Marley, Bollinger, stop it. So, yeah, that's my duty on Friday, to bring them to the vets. I don't like having to do that. I hate having my dogs going to the vets and not being with them for a while. So, but he'll be in at 9 and I won't be able to collect him till about 5:30. So, so I will just have to see, really. Yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry, I've just remembered something, because I'm due to go and see a friend on Saturday and I'd forgotten that it was the weekend that Marley was going to be sort of castrated. So I'm going to have to I'm going to have to see what I shall do with that. I will have to see. I'd forgotten about that. Oh, dear. Anyway, I'm sure if I leave him, he'll be in safe hands with my pet carer. I shall yeah, I feel really bad because I've tried to make an arrangement and I'm not sure whether it's going to come off. Yeah, sorry, it's awful when you're sort of doing a boo and then you think, oh, hang on, I've just realised. It's a bit, you know, though I'm trying to relax this week, it's quite a busy week trying to catch up on everything and get to grips with things that I haven't been able to do for the past, certainly month or so while I've been revising and stuff and doing the exam. I will say that... I can't remember what I was going to say now. Oh, dear. I'm sorry, this boom is probably boring now. Boring to anybody that wants to listen to it. But I'm not really good at these booms, to be honest. I do sometimes prefer to put a status up on Facebook or something. It's just a quick thing and then you do it. But when you're doing a a chat, you sort of... start something then forget what I was going to say or whatever, but anyway, I'm still around, still getting on with things. I hope everybody is okay. From what I see on Audio Boo, it's still all going round. It's still all quite positive, quite interesting stuff. I haven't had chance to look at anything in depth, but as I said, I've seen a few bits about iOS 6. I need to catch up on the RNIB event. Is it RNIB event? Sorry, no, it isn't. It's QAC event. Sorry. Site Village. So, need to have a look into that because I want to look into this RNIB Navigator thing, which I don't think is working very well for me anyway. If anybody else has any good suggestions for navigation sites on iPhone, please let me know. I know Google's quite good because I want something that, like, as you're walking, will tell you where you're going or when you're driving. And I think the Google one's quite good because I think I've heard someone use that in a car. So, sorry, I'm yawning now. I shouldn't be yawning. I should be raring to go. But I had a very late night last night. I won't go into details why, but one or two of my dogs haven't been well. And just a very late night, really. Couldn't get to sleep properly. And even Emily was calling. So she hasn't, her tummy hasn't been very good, I don't think. She called to go out at least two or three times last night or in the morning, a couple of early hours of the morning, and so I don't think I properly got to sleep till 5 o'clock, and then woke up at 10 to find my cleaners were coming at 11 instead of 12:30, which I thought they were going to be coming, but they've had to do some changes. So yes, all in all, it's been an interesting night. Anyway, I'm off now before I bore everyone to tears. Just before I go as well, I just wanted to warn people. I'm not going to say who it is, but just be careful if you're trying to sell or whatever, anything on, certainly on this medium, because might not work out to the best. And I think also you have to be careful of who you give your details to, because obviously if you don't know somebody, you are entrusting them with your details, and when that's abused, then it's just not right. I don't think I will offer for anything for sale on here. I think I would use proper websites where they've got proper channels to deal with issues that happen between buyers and sellers. But I found out that to my cost, and I won't be doing it again. But yes, just be mindful and very careful. Anybody who wants to sell anything, especially on this sort of medium, because you don't know who you're giving your details to. Okay, take care. Bye.